to those who do not know what horror means. Horror. Horror has a face. And you must make a friend of horror. Horror and moral terror are your friends. If they are not, then they are enemies to be feared. They are truly enemies. I remember when I was with Special Forces. It seems a thousand centuries ago. We went into a camp to inoculate children. We left the camp after we had inoculated the children with polio. This old man came running after us and he was crying. He couldn't say. We went back there and they had come and hacked off every inoculated. There they were in a pile, little arms. And I remember, I cried, I wept like some grandmother. I wanted to tear my teeth out. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I want to remember it. I never want to forget it. I never want to forget. And then I realized, like I was shot with a diamond. A diamond bullet right through my forehead. And I thought, my God, the genius of that. The genius, the will to do that. Perfect, genuine, complete, crystalline, pure. And then I realized they were stronger than me because they could stand it. These were not monsters. These were men, trained cadres. These men who fought with their hearts, who have families, who have children, who are filled with love. But they had the strength. If I had 10 divisions of those men, then our troubles here would be over very quickly. You have to have men who are moral and at the same time who are able to utilize their primordial instincts to kill without feeling, without passion, without judgment. Because it's judgment that defeats us. I worry that my son might not understand what I've tried to be. And if I were to be killed, Willard, I would want someone to go to my home and tell my son everything. Everything I did, everything you saw. Because there's nothing that I detest more than the stench of lies.
Well, you see, Willard, this war, things get confused out practical morality, practical military necessity. But out there with these natives, it must be a temptation to be God. Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational. Does not always try. Sometimes the dark side comes what we can call better angels. Everything's got a breaking point. You and I. These natives, it must be a temptation to be God. Because there's a conflict in every heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. And it does not always try. Sometimes dark side comes what we can call better angels of our nature. Every man has got a breaking point. You and I. Natives, it must be a temptation to be God. Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. And it does not always try. Dark side comes what we can call better angels of our nature. Every man has got a breaking point. You and I. Thank you. practical military necessity. But out there with these natives, it must be a temptation to be quiet. Because there's a conflict in every heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. Good does not always triumph. Sometimes the dark side overcomes what Lincoln calls better angels or better. Every man has got a breaking point. You and I.